you have successfully managed to claw your way into the Casa Berenice Recordings Podcast, episode 28.
This podcast is our way to release multi-tracked recordings from house concerts that we host in our living room. We being Clay Chaplin and Heather Lockie, and including our clawed friends Xenotron, Fuzzy, Nemesis, and Fluff Nugget. This episode features a performance by Hermetic Fever. It was recorded live at a Casa Berenice house concert on June 10th, 2023.
Stick around after the performance for an interview with Hermetic Fever.
And now, here is Hermetic Fever performing on electric guitar, trumpet, and electronics.
Thank you. Thank you. Trey and Heather for putting on a great show.
I'm Joshua Gerowitz. I'm an improviser, guitarist, and composer.
I'm Luis Lopez. I'm a trumpet player, performer, composer.
Well, I think Josh and we've been playing in this kind of like realm for like maybe like a year and a half. No, more than that. Like 2 years.
Yeah.
And it started in the pandemic where we just wanted to like, let's improvise, let's play. And Josh came over one day and was just like, and I was like, let's record it too. And we recorded it and was like, this is kind of a cool thing we got going on. And then like we did that like maybe 6 or 7 times. And like, hey, we got enough for an album. Let's talk about like what this all kind of means for us, you know, and like what is the through line, you know. But as far as the performance today, it's like kind of going off of that wave and that rhythm that we've been getting into, and this started off like a really simple prompt, which is like we usually are pretty like a lot of sound like in a big wall, not a lot of space, and we were just like, oh, what if we just started and made, and like we're just like, hey, let's be okay with silence, with space, with quiet, you know, and see where that goes. So that's what was like the prompt for tonight.
Yeah, I think this was the first time we really had a prompt at all. We always talk afterwards, and we've been playing a lot for the last couple of years and playing a lot more shows recently, like this year. And but you know, all the things we talk about seem to develop every time we play, and it just keeps getting better and better. And it sounded really good in the room, like your house sounds really great. And so it felt really good, and there was really good energy from the really good sets that happened before us from you guys and Maddie. And I thought, you know, and of course everyone here too had a really positive sort of thing going on. Just the vibes were really good, and I feel like we really feed off of like what we've been doing lately, but also where we're at. And it worked really well, I think. Maybe you know, maybe I should, but I feel like I don't know what Luis is gonna do ever.
And yeah, I feel the same with
and it's great, but like I do know, like you said this once after one of our kind of recent shows, that like, and I feel the same way about you, but you came to me and you're like, you know, I always know like wherever I go, like you're listening and you're there.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah. I feel the same way, and there's like a safety to it. Like I'm never in a duo, it can be weird where you're like, oh, you feel like you gotta do something to make something happen, but I always know that Luis is ready to catch me if I pull out or mm-hmm, anything mm-hmm. happens, you know, he's there listening and supporting, and you know, I'm
right.
trying to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And
it makes it very easy.
The trust factor, yeah. But I have no idea what he's, you know, what I'm gonna do based on what he's gonna do or what sounds like are gonna happen.
Do you frequently know what you're gonna do, or do you not know what you're gonna do, like yourself?
I don't know. I get into, there are certain things that I do in general, just as a musician, and I kind of understand my playing as a certain sort of combination of many bags of tricks, you know, but I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, before we play.
There's one thing I was thinking is like, there's times where like, I'll have an idea of what I'm going to do, and like, I always go back to this Miles Davis quote, is like, oh, like starting like soloing is like, I always start with something that I know. And then I end up playing something I don't know. And I'm like, oh, I'll start with something I know. But I always feel like it's like a little, not contrived, but just like a little prescribed, I guess. Like where I'm just like, oh, I'm doing that thing I know. Now what do I do? I'm doing the thing I know. And then I think tonight is like blank slate, like just a single concept. And I feel like the faster getting into that space of creative thinking, in like, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna do this thing that has this chord structure or whatever, I'm gonna do this thing that's reminds me of, you know, a mountain. Just like, it's all about like getting out of the mechanics of your instrument and just playing something that means something, know. And we kind of work in a way where we like interpret the things that we're doing, or like we'll have a conversation about something and we'll hear it come through in the playing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's well, we've been playing together for over 10 years, like fairly consistently.
Yeah.
Not as a duo, but like, you know, in many different groups and arrangements ever since we were, you know, going to school. Wow. It's freaky and great. I like to not ruin that moment. I think it's really easy to figure out if it's you by making some sort of drastic change, but that there's it's like a true beautiful synergy when that happens, and you don't want to ruin it. So what I try to do is, well, sometimes I do the opposite of this, but what I try to do sometimes is, you know, change as subtly as I can while trying to maintain what's going on until I can tell. Or I'll just sometimes, I did not at this show, but a previous show we did, I just shove my ear into my amp, you know, then I'll be able to tell. It's not advisable to those at home. And their long-term
probably not,
hearing
health.
But, you know, that's also...
Because I could not tell who was doing what for a good portion of your set.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Like when I get those feelings, there's always like a shred of me that I'm pretty sure this part's me. I feel very fortunate. I was exposed to cool avant-garde music where the composer was the player, was the, you know, the curator, was the, you know, everything's DIY and you're, you know, And that was through Jeff Kaiser, who you guys know.
Yeah, Jeff.
And I was introduced to him when I was in sixth grade and all that music.
How did that happen? You told me when we were hanging out at your studio the other day.
Oh,
but can you just go into that a little bit? Like, how specifically were you?
Yeah, I was at middle school in Ventura, and he was like the trumpet like teacher in Ventura.
The guy in Ventura. Yeah, for trumpet. Yeah.
Yeah, and he came and got hired as one of his side hustles, just like teaching the brass section at the middle school I went to. And I thought he was like, oh, this guy's like cursing in front of us, and he's like he's really f-ing good and like doing some extended technique stuff, like in between like showing us how to do these bot corrals or something.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then I'm like, oh shit. And then like, and then he would like so inviting, just being like, hey, you guys should come to a show. Yeah. And he was so excited about and believed in what he was doing 1,000%. And I was like, how the f*** do you do that? Like, how do you just like commit 100% to your art form? Because, you know, like, I was like, I probably should get a job first, right?
Like a job.
And he's like, no, this is what I do for a living.
This is my job.
This is what I do. And I was like, yeah, you do that, but I don't know if I can. And it took me a while to feel comfortable with like developing a creative practice, you know. And I think without that exposure early on with trumpet and with music, I feel like very fortunate to have had that experience, you know.
Yeah, you kind of had permission at an early age in a way.
Yeah. Like you can get,
that's super cool.
I've been thinking about that experience a lot lately. And
Josh, what about you?
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated question, I guess. My older brother is a musician. He's a lot older. He's 17 years older than me.
Oh,
so,
wow.
He was always playing shows. And, you know, he didn't live with us after I was like two. But I would visit him all the time. So that was, you know, that was inspiring. He was always, you know, playing shows and it was cool. And, you know, I have a lot of artists in my family. Both my grandfathers were artists. One was a abstract expressionist who had a one-man show at the Whitney.
What?
The other was a blacklisted actor in town. But he did a lot of plays when I was a kid in LA. And he was on some cool TV shows. Like he had a guest spot on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I remember seeing him as a kid and being like really excited and thinking, you know, being a performer was like, felt really viable. Like my only first cousin at the time when I was a kid wrote for Rolling Stone. I was like, I'm gonna be a rock star, you know, I got this in.
Yeah.
You know, et cetera, et cetera. I just feel like everyone in my family is involved in that sort of like, you know, self-built performative or artistic career. And then my first teacher, you know, for guitar was a guy like that. He's in the like Sacramento Blues Hall of Fame, and he had his own band, and his name's Bill Scholler, and he was, you know, made his own stuff happen. And then I went to Berklee, and that's when I got my mind blown at Berklee College of Music by this dude, John Damian, who is a really out dude. And that's when I really got into, you know, wild, weird guitar stuff. And then, of course, you know, just kept going from there, I guess. And I had a lot of jazz damage, to answer the question from Berklee College of Music. Yes. You know, I was, I went to the jazz gymnasium.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, I'm glad you are through with that.
Yeah.
You can find me at LuisLopezMusic.com or LuisLopez.bandcamp.com.
You can find me at JoshGerowitz.com or JoshuaGerowitz.com. I'm the only Josh or Joshua Gerowitz in the world, so you can find me on the Spotify's or anywhere with that name.
Not many Luis Lopez's either. No. Not many of them.
Very rare. On this block.
Oh, I made that joke. Wow. Like, we're sitting in a booth, and like, I think I'm the only Luis Lopez at this table.
This table.
Thank you for joining us on the Casa Berenice Recordings podcast. We would like to thank the musicians for performing and our lovely community here in Northeast LA for attending our concerts.
For more information about our house concerts or our current release catalog, please visit our website, CasaBeroniceRecordings.com.
And thank you for listening.